When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here on the Giants and the Jets. 888-808-1019. You know, Giants, obviously, where they go as an organization. Jets hiring the 33rd firm, whatever the hell that's called. Let's get to some of the Soto stuff here, BT. So the first thing that happened, and we didn't talk about it right away because, truthfully, I don't trust Bob Nightingale. And that's, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not ripping him. I just don't trust him. But he wrote this story.
Any reason for that, by the way?
He's always wrong. I mean, it's not my fault. Don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, and it's not even just, it's not a report necessarily from him.
Yep.
It's quote saying, executives view the Mets as being in the driver's seat for Juan Soto. Quote, clear-cut favorite. Executives view the Mets as clear-cut favorite to land Juan Soto.
Oh, here we go.
So nothing new, here but take that go. For what you will. I mean, that's the feel. It's been the feel for a couple of weeks. I mean, look, I mean, I've been saying that was my feel for a while based on simply potentially the most money from the richest owner in the sport.
I mean, listen, it doesn't really surprise me. Yeah. I've always thought the Mets were going to be very well positioned and very much the main threat spot to the Yankees to steal them. You know, listen, is this just the general sense that most of us had before it started to play out, just playing out early in the script? Or is this maybe, I don't know, Boris or somebody else from Soto's camp planting this to make, well, I was going to say to maybe further incentivize Toronto or the Reds. Like, there's always a reason to this. And speaking of those teams.
Yes, so I want to hear this.
So it looks now as if there has been a list that has been shortened and there's four teams left.
Who had this?
I saw this on CBSSports.com. I can give you the actual name.
No, that's fine.
I still have it up. So this was today, and this was, Bob Nightingale. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
RJ Anderson, about 32 minutes ago, we posted this. So it goes into a bunch of things and whatever. But the Soto stuff, Yanks, Mets. Give me the other two teams that you think are on the list. I think it's pretty easy based on what we've discussed.
Red Sox, Blue Jays?
Yep.
And Philly's only off the list because they still haven't met with them.
So
is that just he just doesn't want to go there?
I don't know the answer to that, but obviously this week is going to lead into the exchanging of numbers. I don't think that this is just a laborious, you know, drag it out into, all right, it's Christmas Eve, what the hell is Soto doing? I think we'll know definitely before Christmas. I have no doubt about that. And I think he's going to stay in New York. I think it's Yanks or Mets.
Yeah, I mean, and we felt that all along. I don't think he's going to Toronto. I'm just curious why no meeting with the Phillies yet, especially when everybody was like, well, Kevin Long's his best friend. Well, he's familiar with Bryce. Now, maybe that could be a turnoff that we don't know about. He just doesn't want to be there. He wants to go be the man somewhere else. I don't know, but the Phillies owner seems like he was willing to pony up, but they just have to get a meeting with him.
Hey, that's not our problem. That's a you problem.
I know,
for
but
them.
Would you be worried at all that there's some that maybe
that's the kind of line of the weeds?
Yeah, lurking a little bit, and then boom, just all of a sudden meeting. Here's the money. That's it. Done deal.
Because they kind of did that with Bryce. I mean, they swooped in. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm giving you the four teams that were just presented in this article, and I like if you asked me before I saw the article, hey, give me the four teams you deem most viable for Soto. Those are the four teams I would give you.
Phillies would be.
Yeah, Phillies would have been, I would have probably had a list of five, not four.
And maybe even the Phillies, for me, over Toronto initially.
No, not me.
Well, here's what, I don't think Toronto's going to offer as much as it would need to. I just don't think he wants any part of Toronto. I don't think he wants to. The taxes, one thing. I don't think he wants to be a Toronto Blue Jay.
No, I don't think he does either, but I think that they're still desperate to land somebody that they might just do something so wacky that he's got to at least entertain it. It becomes more serious than it may have otherwise become.
What, like 800?
Something wacky. Yeah. I mean, they're the second. I mean, Cohen's one. They're two. That right. Rodgers group is incredible. What are you smiling for?
No, I'm going to say, let's play the game again. Where are you at percentage-wise now?
Oh, the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the Soto sign probability.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at right now with Juan Soto?
With the Yankees?
Yes.
What was that the other day? Did you jot it down?
Yeah.
You did.
You were right around 50. It was 40. Remember, I think I got you to go. You were at 48, something like that. You came down under 50%.
And if you ever recall, we went through the whole machinations of like when they first got him and then like the first month of the season, about 90%, top it off at the apex and drop down, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So the other day when he asked me, I was like right around 50-50. I would say, I think I'm still around 50-50.
I was going to say, I don't think not much has changed there. And I'm still around 100 with the Mets. I just...
100?
Well, how could... I said it definitively. Like, I mean, realistically, like, yeah, I know there's always a chance.
Yeah. 100?
But I never really... Well, that's how it
was. Sal, keep it a hundo.
Think about it, BT.
Keep it a real.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I were saying this in March or whatever, whenever the Yankees traded for him, that I still believed he was going to be a Met.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that maybe there was a little doubt creeping in was April or May when things were looking so good and things were looking so bad for the Mets. But even then, I said, no, I still am going to stick to my original belief. But all right, could I have dropped a couple of percentage points then? Sure. But since then...
But it was always rooted money, so you really never had reason to drop off because the money's going to be the money.
Correct. And since then, all the other things have fallen into the Mets' favor.
I get it. I got like it. Listen, winning, I feel pretty good if I'm you.
Yeah, and all these reports now with rival GM.
I feel pretty good. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it a little differently. I'd feel really good if I were you. I really would.
Are you trying to send me up? No, I know you're looking at me.
No, there's no knock. There's no. But the only thing is, like, legitimately, I'd feel really good if I'm a Mets fan. The one difference, like the Jets, is like the Mets are that other team when you think something.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't like it.
Not like the Jets.
I'd rather be the underdog.
Like that. Yeah. I think if you start like embracing that mindset, that mantra, it's you guys don't really wear it well. Now,
I
know you did.
Dig us out.
I respect that.
Second citizen to nobody. They're going to go get him.
Understood. Now, if you get Soto and you start ripping off divisional titles and you win a World Series or two, then maybe the mindset begins to flip a little bit. But at the risk of sounding cocky and setting yourselves up for...
Yeah.
Maybe a real thump of an emotional fall. I think you guys should feel good about things.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's PHILO.TV to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Truly do.
And you know this, but just to reiterate for those, like, obviously we'll have fun and we'll entertain and joke around the King Cohen stuff. I'm telling you that my feelings on Soto were never once predicated on me being a Mets fan. It was always using common sense, knowing the owner, knowing where the franchise is and what they need, what this player provides, and knowing that this was going to be the guy, much like Yamamoto. I felt the same way. They did go to as far as they could for Yamamoto. He wasn't ever going to come here to the Yankees or the Mets. I think it's different with Juan Soto. So, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I still expect it to happen, although I got to be honest with you. Like, we've been having this conversation for over a year.
I think you're going where I was just going to go.
I'm ready. I'm over it. Just get it done.
Now, when you say you're over it, meaning you would be unemotional if it doesn't work out favorably for the Mets?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Why?
There was a point where, you know, you check in Twitter, you know, Soto traded to the Yankees. Soto trade, this, that. Like, not that I want him to leave here, but I've laid out multiple times, I think there's a couple of different paths to be as competitive, possibly better. People push back on that. That's fine. It's my opinion based on how they can spend the money and reallocate some of the funds, whatever, to address some real glaring deficiencies. But, like, this is how I know I'm kind of over the drama, and I just think it's a Yankees-Mets race. And when we get the answer, the station will be absolutely nuts, and half the station will be thrilled, and half the station will be inconsolable for a day. It's going to be amazing either way. But I saw stuff on social media over the weekend, like, Soto started following Volpe again, and these are like screenshots from the verified accounts. He started following Judge's All Rise Foundation again. He unfollowed the Mets. I'm like, what is this? So, and then like I dig a little deeper, and someone's like, no, that's from a year ago. I don't even know what's real. I don't even care.
I
care, but not to the point where I believe the Yankees will be a broken team if he goes to the Mets or elsewhere.
I think now I'm at the point where I just want to react after it happens. Like, I'm not opposed to talking about it or whatever, but, like, we're getting here now. It's like,
what are you going to do?
I'm either going to make it my pants or I'm going to, like I got to get there. You can't, you see what I'm saying? Like, I got to get to the bowl here. Let's make it, let's go. I can't hold it any longer.
We've had a lot of breaking news moments on this show for whatever reason, mostly pertaining to the Jets. Hop says, you know, let's say 9-10 days, whatever it might be. Guys, breaking news.
Oh,
Soto update. And it's the Mets. What do you do on air?
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be... I'm not going to plan this out.
Are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't even... Like, how much more excitable can I be? I already got it all out there.
No.
I mean, I'm sure at some point I'd hit that King Cohen music for you.
You know what I think you should have? And I probably shouldn't help you out with this, but I think you should have the robe and the scepter. I think you should have it in the office.
It is.
Oh.
It's been sitting on ice, my friend. That's been back there since Yamamoto. Just because we didn't unveil it for Yamamoto doesn't mean it's not there.
He's already got it planned out just in case. Man.
By the way, you have to put me in that. You have to decide because we've got to pay it off before we leave for Christmas vacation. Me dressing up as the baseball player.
Yes.
Have you given this thought? Are you waiting for Soto to the Soto things?
You know what? I've got to confer with my my number one back there. He's good with this stuff. He's good at making people look like idiots, like doinking gold dust. He's actually very good at making people feel pain. So I'll just lean on him.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That makes you feel good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking now, you know, I've thrown a few out just to let people know how I'm thinking with this because I want it to be painful. I'm thinking Doc or Daryl as Yankees.
No.
You know, you have no say over the matter. That's one thing I'm plotting. maybe Buck Showalter as a Yankee. Yeah. There's a lot of different ways we could go here. I'm not fully right. sure yet. Huff.
I was thinking maybe we take like a specific moment in time, like maybe a playoff game, like Jabba Chamberlain with the midges.
Oh, geez, come on.
No, I think a more pill. He would like that because that led to bad stuff for the Yankees. I think what might be better is maybe, I don't know, Timo Perez jogging from second as Todd Zeal's liner hits the top of the cushion. Maybe something like that.
We can't be doing these bets anymore. I don't want to do this anymore.
Maybe I'll make him look like I dress up as John Sterling. Maybe I'll do something. Or Susan.
Okay. Or Susan.
I mean, hey, there's an honor. But put it this way. I think what I do to you is going to depend on how you react
to Soto.
And treat me with Soto. I don't mean the initial reaction. That is full bore. Go bonkers. If it's every day, I'm going to come up with the most devious plot that I could possibly come up for you.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.